I'm leaving a call.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Himaya. May I have your zip code?
75762.
75762?
Yes.
Thank you. What's your name?
Linda Sneed, S-N-E-E-D.
Thank you. And what's your address?
18428 Serenity Circle, Flint, Texas.
Thank you. Looking over your account, ma'am, I do see you had the Vibe watch and the pods. How may I assist you today?
Oh, is that where this came from? I had a charge on my account a few minutes ago for $69 and something, and I've disputed that charge. I don't know what's going on. I did a survey, and for doing a survey, they sent me a watch and some earbuds for $7 and something that they charged my account. So I don't know what this charge was.
It was for the same item, ma'am, that purchase that you made, ma'am. It was only a 14-day trial to test out the product, but it states if you don't call and cancel within the trial, it does bill for the full price of the product, but your bank has already declined the charge.
They've already declined.
That is correct.
So am I supposed to send this stuff back? Because that's not what I understood it to be at all. I understood that if I answered it for answering these survey questions, you can pick two of the three choices, this watch, the earbuds, and something else. And I chose it, and they charged my account for the $7. Now, if there was some fine writing down there, I didn't know that, so I'll be happy to send this watch and earbuds back to you.
Well, you don't need to, ma'am. The payment was already declined on the account, ma'am. We don't accept any returns.
Okay, so, all right. So I don't send it back. I just got the watch, right?
That is correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm.